What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Thanks for listening to us today. Could have Livy Dunn on the show at 7:35. We tasked intern Dom with the quest. Book Livy. Want to ask her how happy Paul is. He reached out. We'll find out together at 7:35 if she's coming on or not. I'm nervous. Very nervous. People also taking umbrage with my opinion that the piano doesn't get people laid anymore. I will say, one of my favorite bands is the Lumineers. I think they're very good. I've seen them in concert a handful of times. Listened to them when I was driving around Ireland with my wife for our anniversary. Anyway, they got the whole piano thing going, so maybe I'm wrong on that. People also texting in that you have no idea how good modern hair pieces are. Texter writes, I have one. My girlfriend doesn't even know I have it yet. I got to know more. How long have you guys been dating? Like, clearly you haven't, you know. I mean, right?
Well, if it's a good hairpiece, I guess maybe it wouldn't matter.
People also texting in, since I've said that my wife has a big thing for Matthew McConaughey and Pedro Pascal, that she loves older men. She likes the salt and pepper look. And she likes that I have a bunch of grays in my hair now. I've aged like fine wine. I'm not an attractive man. I'm like a Pittsburgh Six. But back in the day, ugly. The grays have only helped. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. NFL owners meetings underway, and they passed a proposal yesterday. Did the owners. Unanimously, everyone agreed, hand in hand, Jerry Jones, Art Rooney II, they all saw it the same way, and they have voted to allow NFL players to participate in the 2028 Olympics in flag football, which I heard Pony at the end of their show yesterday say it's the dumbest thing he's ever heard. I can see Pony's point. We've never had this. Now we do have it. And you're going to have NFL players in July from the 14th through the 30th competing in flag football? Steelers training camp, when there's no Hall of Fame game, starts the last week of July. If there is a Hall of Fame game, it's starting on like July 20th. So you could have NFL players missing portions of training camp to go chase gold in an event that has never existed before, where I'd have to guess, and this is a pure guess, I have no idea, I'd imagine that the United States is going to kick everyone's ass with or without the NFL players, no? Like, I feel like they would kick the hell out of Taiwan, China, Japan, Mongolia. Why am I staying in that particular portion of the world? Lebanon. Name a country. I feel like we're going to be better than they are at flag football, no? So why do we need NFL athletes participating in this, risking life and limb, risking injury, getting hurt in a thing that's never been a part of the Olympics before, and you're probably going to win gold anyway. Let's localize it. That's what you're taught in sports radio. Take a national story and localize it. How would you feel if Calvin Austin, who could be the Steelers' number two wide receiver this year, let's say he blossoms, and then he says in 2028, oh, I got to go play for Team USA. Would you be mad about it? Would you be okay with it? 412-928-9370. What about like Minka Fitzpatrick or Joey Porter Jr.? Because I think it's all the skill position guys. What if the Steelers draft Lenoris Sellers next year? He's your QB1, and then he wants to be the quarterback of the United States Olympic flag football team. Would you be okay with this? 412-928-9370. Now, Pony was arguing that, you know, you win a gold for this. He's not going to, and I don't want to paraphrase here, but I guess I am. I think this is the point Pony was making. You don't want to put these guys up on a pedestal if they win gold and say, oh, they won gold. They're just like Kurt Angle. It's flag football, for God's sakes. That also got me thinking. There's some dumbass Olympic events, man. Like, imagine the first person to ever come up with badminton. And now, I didn't look into this at all. So this might have been a sport that's been around since like 200 AD. I don't know. But the way I would like to imagine badminton coming to be is, hey man, I really suck at tennis. Me too. You want to make it easier? Yeah. Let's shrink the ball and let's put feathers on it. That way we can go side to side on the court. We don't have to go as fast. Bang. We've invented a sport. It's the same. It's just worse. Are you familiar, Dom, with the modern pentathlon? What this entails?
No, I am not.
The modern pentathlon is an Olympic multi-sport that currently consists of fencing, freestyle swimming, obstacle course racing, laser pistol shooting, and cross-country running. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to fight some dude with a sword, or chick with a sword. You get done with that. Oh, got to get in the pool. Go for a nice long swim. Pop out of that. Weave around some obstacles. Fire like a stormtrooper at a target with a laser gun. And then when you're done with that, now you're going on a long-ass run for a cross-country event. So, like, I think it's stupid for NFL players to want to play flag football and get a gold medal in the Olympics because you're already playing football at the highest level. But I'm not going to besmirch actual flag football players and say that it's stupid. My daughter's going to play flag football in the fall. She's very excited about it. I think it's a sport that's picking up big-time steam around the country. I think it's going to be good for female athletes. And I do want to see people compete in this in the Olympics. I think it's a really good thing. We don't need NFL players in it. And I don't want to hear that it's silly, because the modern pentathlon exists. And so does badminton. 412-928-9370. Someone writes in, ping pong is an Olympic sport. That's right. It's intense. You ever seen that, Dom?
Oh, man, people who are good at that.
Holy cow. Whew. The spin that they put on it, they're going. I mean, it's not just they're standing behind the table. They probably burn hundreds of calories. Very intense.
We should get beer pong and make that an Olympic sport. See, I'd watch that.
That's where I wanted the conversation to go. Like, what Olympic sport could we concoct that we could conceivably win a gold medal in? And I think beer pong is up there. I think cornhole is up there.
Agreed.
I think dizzy bat is up there. I think wiffle ball should be an Olympic sport. If you got flag football, if you got badminton, isn't badminton the wiffle ball equivalent? Like, if tennis is baseball, then badminton is wiffle ball, no?
Yeah, it's like an easier version of the sport.
Texter, pentathlon is designed to mimic what a soldier would need to do to escape from behind enemy lines. awesome. I don't think any of these people are actual soldiers.
The pentathlon sounds like the Olympics for the kids who were picked last in gym class.
Yeah, I'm not great at anything, but if you combine it all together, I can win a gold medal. It's a very bizarre thing to me. Texter, you've clearly never watched an Olympic badminton game. You got me. You hit me right where it hurts. I used to love badminton in gym. You know what I didn't like? Tennis. Why? Not an athlete. Texter, lawn darts. You ever played lawn darts?
That was big at graduation parties a few summers ago.
Oh, yeah.
Lawn darts.
Were you guys sneaking underage drinks at these graduation parties?
I'm not even really sneaking. I mean, they were there. I don't think the adults cared.
Do you want to see a Steeler participate in the 2028 flag football portion of the Olympics? 412-928-9370. What would your reaction be if Minka Fitzpatrick were suiting up for Team USA? Would he have an interception? That might be the better question. 412-928-9370. I like the event. I'm here for the event. Don't need my football players playing in it. And it has nothing to do with the event. I said it last week. Paul Skeens is pitching for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. I hate that too. I don't want to see my athletes on my teams get hurt playing for other teams, even if they're representing our country. 412-928-9370. We're keeping it light today. We could bitch about the Pirates. We could crush the Steelers for still holding out hope for Aaron Rodgers. We could talk about how the Penguins don't have a head coach and it could be years before they get good. Or we could talk about stupid stuff like Olympic flag football. 412-928-9370. Livy Dunn. NFL owners have voted unanimously to allow players to compete in the 2028 Olympics in flag football. How would you feel if one of your favorite Steelers participated? The event is from the 14th through the 30th of July. Butts up right against the start of NFL training camp. I don't know how many players are going to be interested. I mean, stars, you don't want to go out there and get hurt. And if you're a guy that is fighting for a roster spot, I mean, is it going to help you? It's probably going to only hurt you. Like, you could miss the first week of training camp. Mike Tomlin would say you're not getting on a moving train. So I don't know how many guys are actually going to participate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
But I do know I wouldn't want any Steelers doing it. Yeah, I love the country. Yeah, I get gold medals and all that, and it's fun. But you're a professional athlete. Go be a professional athlete. Make your money and make us happy here in Pittsburgh. Someone writes in, if you're going to complain about pro athletes in the Olympics and Paul Skeens in the World Baseball Classic, then complain about all the professional sports. Pro basketball players play in the Olympics. Pro hockey players play in the Olympics, and yet I have not heard you complain about them. That's not true. I've complained about that plenty. I am entertained by the Olympics when the NHL players are there. I was entertained by the Four Nations face-off this year. But here's a cruel reality. Nothing good comes of it for the league. You look at the Olympic seasons, like when Crosby scores the golden goal, there was not a bump in attendance after that. There was not a bump in television ratings after that. It doesn't convert any new fans. That's why the league would say yes to these kinds of things. It converts fans. And that would be important in hockey, which is a regional and niche sport. Let's just call it what it is. But it doesn't positively impact the NHL. It makes the players happy. They want to participate in these things. And so, all right, you throw them a bone, right? Collective bargaining agreement. But it doesn't actually yield any new viewers, any casual fans jumping on board. And I'm sure people are going to text in, oh, no. Yeah, you can give me anecdotal stories, but nothing that actually moves the needle. And guys like Kachuk, they get hurt. They get hurt playing for their country and not for the team that pays them millions of dollars. So while I am entertained, I don't love my players on my teams going over and doing that stuff. I don't love Sidney Crosby in the World Championships right now. He's playing with Fleury. It's a great story. He has a chance to win when they haven't won in 3 years. Yes, Paul Skeens has a chance to win with the World Baseball Classic, and he ain't won in 2 years. But you get hurt doing that? Like, who's the guy for the Mets? Wilmer Valdez? Their closer, he busted up his knee celebrating after a strikeout in the World Baseball Classic. I don't need to see that. Texter, bro, it's flag. No one getting hurt. That time of year, guys pull their hamstrings all the time. Let's say a dude goes and plays, and let's just localize it here. Let's say it's Calvin Austin. He goes, he plays. Or Caleb Johnson, somebody that you care about. No offense, Calvin. Caleb Johnson, rookie running back, let's say he has 3 great years. He wants to go be the running back for the United States flag football team. He pulls his hamstring on July 27th. Now he misses 3 weeks of camp, and it's a disaster. I don't need to see it. 412-928-9370. Texter, so it's all about you being happy. Well, yeah. I care about me the most. Also, another question. What Olympic event could you create that you feel like you could get a gold medal in? Dom, I'm here to tell you I would get a gold medal in paper football. Back in our day, St. Bernard's Elementary School, circa about 2021, when it would rain or it would be cold, we would have our recess inside and we had a flag football league. Or not flag football, excuse me. Paper football league. I won the whole kit and caboodle 2 years running. Back-to-back St. Bernard's Elementary, I keep saying it, paper football champion. So the guy who texted in and said, oh, you would only be able to win if it was all booze in events that aren't athletic. Oh, you got to be athletic to win in paper football, baby. And you got to be smart. And there's no booze involved. Except for our teachers, probably, back in 2001 at St. Bernard's Elementary. John in Wexford wants to join the conversation. Hi, John.
Crowley, this is an easy answer as far as what Steeler to be playing in this crazy flag football Olympic event. Mike Tomlin. Because you know, you want the rest of the country to experience how bad he is, and you're guaranteed they'll be out of the first round of the playoffs. Everybody should be back in plenty of time for camp.
So you think if Tomlin were the head coach, they'd get bounced early, and everyone would get back, and no one would get hurt?
Yeah, it's like it's not like there's not any kind of track record with this with him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I want it to be Tomlin. Anyhow, this is the stupidest event I've ever heard in my entire life. Have a good day, Crowley.
Thank you, John. Like, imagine if Tyreek Hill's like, yeah, I'm playing. Or DK Metcalf, yeah, I'm playing. That would be stupid. What good can really come from it? Oh, I won an Olympic gold. You would have beat China 100-0 anyway. You don't need DK Metcalf. Texter, Crowley, you were a paper champion. Well played. All right, coming up next, we had tasked intern Dom DiTommaso, with trying to get Livy Dunn on the show. Is she coming on or not? We might be talking to her next. If we are, I owe Dom $5,000, and I have promised that we will fire Callis, and he will be our full-time producer. All right, I'm really nervous here, because this could be the guest of the day, the week, the month, the year here on 93.7 The Fan. We asked intern Dom if he could book Livy Dunn. And I said I would pay him $5,000 if he did. I want to talk to Livy about her experience with Paul here in Pittsburgh, how much Paul loves it here, whether or not, you know, he would want to force his way out of town. And I do see, well, don't hang up now that I've said all that. I do see there's someone on hold line 12. If it's Livy Dunn, Dom gets $5,000. If not, there are no repercussions, but we just won't be talking to Livy Dunn. All right, here we go. There's no one there. So you struck out with Livy?
So
did you actually even try?
So I'll make it official. I was not able to book Livy Dunn as a guest. I know. Now, I want to make it very, very clear that what started out really as a joke yesterday and me saying I could get her number, I made a very serious effort to try and get her on the show in less than 24 hours, which is a near impossibility for somebody as high profile as her. So I did try and get her today. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what's the best way to reach her? I obviously don't have her phone number. I figured if I DM'd her on Instagram or Twitter, there's no way in hell she sees it. So I figured the best method to try and do it was to reach out to her agent and her agency. So right after I finished producing yesterday, I sat in my car here in the parking lot at Green Tree, and I concocted an email to send to her agent. So I'll read you what I wrote, and you can tell me what you think. As you used to be a producer yourself, and now you're an esteemed host, so maybe you can give me some pointers. So I said, I won't give the guy's name, but I said, Mr. his name. Hoping you are doing well and enjoying the beginning of your summer. I am Dom DiTommaso, a producer at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, a sports radio station.
Good start.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, is actually my first day as the morning show producer. Which isn't true.
You lied. I love it.
Flat out lied.
I love it.
And I was tasked with booking Livy Dunn as a guest on the show tomorrow. I think this could be very big for me professionally, and I know that she is represented by you, so I was hoping there could be some way you could get me in contact with her so I can try and get her as a guest tomorrow. And then I said, I know this is a huge request and that she's very in demand, but it is very important for me career-wise.
Laying it on thick.
Yeah, to get her on the show tomorrow.
My future in this business depends on this.
Yes, I'd appreciate it if you could help me. Thanks for all your help. And if you need anything from me, just let me know kindly, Dom DiTommaso. I actually almost put, if I don't get her, I will be fired. But I figured that would be a little too much, and I didn't want to make the guy feel bad.
I think you send a follow-up email in 2 days and say,
I got fired?
Yeah.
Well, I've not received a response, by the way. That was sent out around 10:30 yesterday, and no response and no Livy. And now your entire audience is disappointed. And now I look like an a-hole because I'm the guy that said I could get her number.
Well,
now she's not a guest.
You still might be able to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Just not in 24 hours time.
So if I can get her at some point in the next year, $2,500?
I'll give you $100.
Well, wait a second. You went from bucks. 5,000 to 100? What is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, well, a texter brings up a good point, and they ask, do you even have $5,000? Not really. My wife would have been steaming mad. I was legitimately nervous coming on just now.
Would you have given me $5,000 if I got her?
Be honest.
I want you to be honest. Don't lie.
Yeah, it would have been $5,001 payments over time. It would have been like Bobby Bonilla. But yeah, I'd have paid you. I'm good for my word.
And you would have fired Callis?
I don't have that power. That was a lie. People are mad that I say I don't want to see these NFL players in the 2028 Olympics playing flag football. Here's a text. The owners who pay these guys obviously voted in favor, so I would leave it up to the guys that are actually signing the checks. Yeah, because the owners never make bad decisions. Come on now. The owners, every year, vote on rule changes that make football harder and harder to watch. And they benefit from gambling being legalized. They benefit from all of us adoring football. We're a captive audience. No matter what they do to the game, we're still going to watch. I think football has gotten less and less watchable the more and more it's gotten popular from reasons even beyond the NFL's control. So just because these owners voted unanimously to send players to play in the 2028 Olympic Games for flag football doesn't mean that they always know what's right. A lot of these guys at times don't know their rear ends from a hole in a wall. Like if Lemieux was voting on the Olympics, and said, yeah, in hockey, people would go, oh, it's Lemieux. That's great. Who the hell votes even for the Fenway Sports Group? I'm not going to give them credit because they passed this thing through. 412-928-9370. Here's another text. I think this is a good one. Adding a sport to the Olympics isn't looking to grow their already existing market areas. Take one look at the NBA today. You can maybe understand why this could be huge for the sport of football, or you can just keep with the bag take. The NFL, according to Roger Goodell, is trying to play 16 international games a year. That's how you grow the NFL. Flag football, to me, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I'll admit that, the NFL ain't growing internationally because people are watching flag football. The sport will grow internationally by people watching the NFL. And Roger wants there to be 16 international games a year. That's how you grow the sport. Not by having a watered-down version of football. 412-928-9370. Dom, are you taking heat on the phone lines? Is that what just happened there?
I mean, I'm getting texts from people. You set this up, and now everyone's disappointed in me.
Texter, you should have had Starkey come on with his Hey Bob crank call voice to be the fake Livy Dunn. That would have been great. You should have done that, Dom.
I was thinking about having somebody come on and pretend to be her for like a minute and see if you bought it, but I was like, I don't want to drag it out any more than I have to.
Do you like the international games?
I hate them.
Oh, for God's sakes. You know I'm going to Ireland.
Well, I think that's going
to
be great.
I'm taking scores of people. I think they're most special for the people who get to go, and they're most special for Europeans. And the people in Brazil, who now for a second consecutive year are going to get to go to NFL games. I think it's more special for the people who attend these things. No doubt. But I've always loved the international games because I wake up and there's football on my TV at 9:30. And so I'm going 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You're just adding a new TV window. It's awesome.
Well, it's back to the whole early window of football conversation we had earlier. I do not need football at 9:30 a.m. I want to wake up. I want to have breakfast. I want to enjoy my morning and then get to football. And also the atmosphere isn't the same.
But let's face it. Okay. So I understand what you're saying. But in recent years, there's been a bunch of games that you probably wouldn't have watched. Like they'd be background noise or you'd get your fantasy updates through Red Zone. So now, you're eating breakfast, and you got, like, Jags-Titans on. What's the big deal? I love it.
And that excites you, Jags-Titans at 9:30?
Yeah, because it also, and I think it was Mulsey who brought this up yesterday, it cuts into the pregame shows, which I have no patience for. I hate pregame shows. And maybe I shouldn't say that as a broadcaster. I like ours, with Donnie Football and Mark Cabali and Jason Mackey here on 93.7 The Fan. But I've always found that even since childhood and even now in adulthood, I get too amped up watching the pregame shows. Just distract me with real football leading up to more real football. That's what I want. So I love the international games. All right, we'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider, coming up at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, there's a new wrinkle to what I would consider the weirdest story going on in American sports. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette going to join us in about 10 minutes on The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. NFL owners are going to vote this morning on Green Bay's proposal that will effectively ban the tush push. This is from Jonathan Jones of CBS. The proposal language has been adjusted to prohibit pushing and pulling of the ball carrier anywhere on the field. 24 votes are needed for the proposal to pass. It could be close, is what he writes. So if it should pass, either way, we'll let you know if it should break during today's program. Weird story going on in the world of football. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson are now engaged, according to reports. Hudson is 24 years old. The hoodie is 73. He quite literally has shirts older than her. The navy football shirt that he wore on that CBS interview, it has to be older than 24 years. Dom, how old are you?
21.
Would you date a 70-year-old woman?
Probably not. I'm not that desperate yet. No offense to 70-year-old women.
Could I tempt you, though? Is there a 70-year-old woman that I could get you to try to date?
Please try.
How about Martha Stewart? She's 83. Mulsey has a big thing for Martha Stewart. You're Googling her. So you're telling me if the 83-year-old's hot enough or has enough money, you'd be in.
Now listen, you know, I'm going to be fair. 83 years old, you said?
That's right.
You know, I mean, for 83?
She looks great for 83. She's also hardened because she went to federal prison for insider trading.
That is true.
She could also cook you a mean meal, Dom.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of is the whole package. 83? I could be convinced.
What? She's 62 years older than you. You don't have anything in common.
Age is just a number.
You creep.
Me?
It's creepy, man. It's gross to me. It's disgusting. He's 73, she's 24. All right, how about Oprah?
How old's Oprah?
71. She's a spring chicken compared to Martha Stewart.
Oprah's 71 years old? Seriously?
According to ChatGPT. ChatGPT's never lied to me before.
I mean, for 71, Oprah does look pretty good.
She is rich, rich, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to sign a prenup.
And she probably knows, like, some famous people, too. Like, she could probably
She'd probably help you get Livy Dunn on.
See? So I could be convinced.
If Oprah wanted Livy Dunn on the phone in 10 seconds, she could get Livy Dunn. She'd get anyone in the world, I guess. Oprah could in 10 seconds. Meryl Streep at 70. Madonna, 66. Goldie Hawn, 79.
How about Dolly Parton?
Yeah. My daughter gets a book mailed to us every month from the Dolly Parton collection. How about that?
What's in the Dolly Parton collection
book? It's just different children's books, but I guess it's an initiative. She wants young kids reading, and so not only does Dolly still have it where it counts, and I think we all know what I'm talking about, Dolly, she tries to help the kids. And in fact, her dating you would be her helping the kids. Sophia Loren, she's 90.
Okay, now we got to draw the line somewhere.
I don't know, man. You want to pop in an old VHS Two Nights with Cleopatra? Circa 1954, you watch Two Nights with Cleopatra. I don't care if she's 90. All right, this segment got weird. We're done with it. Ray Fittipaldo's going to join us next. A current Steeler said that he has the skill set of a Hall of Famer. Who said it? Does Ray agree? That's next. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Rain all day today, high of 66. Rain all afternoon tomorrow and chilly, high only of 54. Bucks play at 12:35 today. We'll see if they get that game in. They actually have a pitching advantage. You got Heaney on the mound with a 3.02 ERA going up against a dude for the Reds with a 5 ERA. Could this be the Pirates' time? Their chance to break the streak? Probably not, because I'm not sure they're even going to get it in. All right, Ray Fittipaldo next. It's Fan Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.